You are now listening to The Lance Skurve Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
The mainstream media, littered with propaganda. A dark, endless sea void of truth. But miraculously, a light shines through. Exposing the frauds for who they are. Every time he creates. Introducing the boldest man on the net. Lance Skurve.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is the boldest man on the net, Lance Skurve. And I want to welcome you to listen to a few words that I have to share this morning. And I was so much in shock when I got up and looked at Atlanta Black Star, the online newspaper that had an article by Evander Holyfield. Actually, it was an interview. They interviewed him. And here's the title, and I'll explain why it shocked me so much. The title says, Evander Holyfield says corrupt boxing officials will decide winner of Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Boxing chooses who boxing wants to win. Excuse my voice a little bit. I'm not hoarse. I'm not congested. I guess my vocal cords are so well used because, you know, I had a conversation with my brother Irvin, brother from another mother, yesterday, and it was almost like 3 hours long. It was a very interesting conversation, and I'm uploading it now. Before I move around and about today for my day, you know, the things I have to do, I'll probably get that uploaded. It's actually rendering right now. But let me read this article. It's a very long article. It touched on many different things, but the part, it's probably like the first half of the article. Evander Holyfield spoke on so many other aspects of boxing, but I wanted to touch on this one part. And for those of you who don't follow boxing, really what he's saying, it could be any sport, really. But I just found it interesting that he said so much without saying much at all. And here it is. It says, former four-time heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield, in a wide-ranging interview with Atlanta Black Star, said boxing is so corrupt that the sport's silent, nameless authorities would determine the outcome of a Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao bout, should it ever happen, and not the fighters. Boxing chooses who boxing wants to win, Holyfield said. That's just how it is. Generally, it's a pick-em fight, he added. But if they want Floyd to win, he'll win. If they want Manny to win, he'll win. Holyfield said Mayweather likely is considering the unseemly side of boxing in his decision to fight Pacquiao, a match much of the boxing world has craved for several years. I don't think it's too late, Holyfield, 52, said. It's two guys who take care of themselves. If you want to know about Mayweather, he takes care of his body, even though he's a night owl. Pacquiao, he really doesn't have anything to lose. Floyd is the one who has everything to lose because he doesn't want to lose. When you've already lost, what difference does it make? But Floyd wants to be undefeated for his career. Now it comes down to if he's going to risk it all for this one fight. It's a big risk when you know what the game of boxing is. The game of boxing is one of those things where if they don't want Mayweather to win, they just won't give it to him. He realizes that, and then his record is going down the drain. I don't think he's afraid. He recognizes that in boxing, people do what they want to do, and they just say, you lost. They cheat people. Who hasn't been cheated in boxing? Holyfield did not specify who would determine the winner and how they would assure that fighter would be the victor. But he pointed to fights in history, including his own 2001 12-round decision loss to John Ruiz as an example. It was kind of sad when it came down to fighting Ruiz that the promoter can think, oh, if we had a Spanish-speaking heavyweight, what would we do? They found out people didn't like him because they like winners. When it comes down to boxing, fans don't want a fluke. They don't want somebody who really can't fight, somebody you know is going to get tore up. And that's what Ruiz did. He got there. Roy Jones, a blown-up light heavyweight, beat him. It shows you that a little guy like that, they didn't have the right guy, but they opened a door for him to be champ with the controversial decision. Then Ruiz found out that he couldn't fight on that level, and he didn't want to fight anymore. To further his point, Holyfield brought up Larry Holmes. who was cruising along undefeated in his career until he said in an interview that Rocky Marciano couldn't hold my jock. Larry Holmes was going to break that record, Holyfield said, but they took it from him. Nobody said nothing because it was a black man, because it was Michael Spinks who won. Spinks didn't beat him, but they gave it to him. They made up an excuse that if Holmes shouldn't have said anything about Rocky Marciano. I'm sure Floyd thinks about it. Shoot, man, these people in boxing do anything they want to do. So he's thinking, do I want to risk $100 million for them to take the decision away from me? In a straight-up fight with no outside influences, Holyfield seemed to lean toward Mayweather, but only if he fights his fight. I think it'll happen. It's a matter of money. Holyfield, the only four-time heavyweight champion in boxing history, said, they've waited a long time. They need to do it before somebody just gives up on it. I heard they offered Floyd $100 million. People talk. Whoever fights their fight will win. If Floyd boxes and is able to box the whole time and Manny can't trap him, Floyd will win. If Manny is able to corner him and with the angle Manny throws punches, it would be a difficult fight. But I saw Floyd fight Sugar Shane Mosley. He hurt Floyd, and Floyd stopped moving and banged him up. So it's obvious Floyd hits harder than people give him credit for. I've never seen anyone trying to run through him. On Manny's side, he's going to be all right even if he loses. All he's going to do is grin and say, I gave my all. Manny's going to fight hard if they paid him nothing, and he won't make any excuses. And people who don't make no excuses are the ones who can bounce back. You know, now, there's more to this interview, and he's speaking about the farming system in boxing, how there's no free TV, there's no boxing matches on free TV anymore that people can see and youngsters can see that would inspire them to want to go back into the gym and train and become fighters. He's speaking about the heavyweight division, how, you know, things happen in rhythms, where right now the heavyweights are looked at as being cheesy, but every now and then, you know, you have a Tyson, and going back to Muhammad Ali and then Joe Louis, we always have a great heavyweight coming up, although we haven't had a great American heavyweight really out there in recent years after the Tyson Holyfield era, okay? And they're trying to distract me on this phone, but we'll forget about that. Then he's speaking about his life and how he's making money, speaking all over the world because of who he is and how God has blessed him to not be punch drunk and not able to articulate how he feels at 52 years old and all of those fights that he had. Holyfield really, I want to keep this short, but he's really, I won't say an overachiever, because if God meant for him to achieve the things that he achieved, well, he can't be. But if you looked at him, even people who knew boxing in the beginning, this guy's not going to go on to do the things that he did. And he hung around so long and beat so many people, and he wasn't a huge heavyweight. You know, he really put the size on, and I won't knock him. But he was hanging around Lee Haney for a while, and I don't know who this is that's calling me, but they're going to have to, yeah. He was hanging around Lee Haney, Mr. Olympia Lee Haney, for a while, and there were rumors that he was taking things that he wasn't supposed to take. I'm not going to knock him, because there's no pill that can give you the fighting heart and can keep you on that level. You might win a fight here and there, but it's not going to keep you. So, anyway, going back to the point about the corrupt officials in boxing, he said a lot without saying it. And, of course, he's not going to specify and say names because, see, Holyfield has a lot of credibility and respect in the boxing world, whether you like his fighting style or not. He went out like a champion, had the heart of a lion, always gave his all. So he has a lot of credibility. So for him to just hint at that and say just that, it has to be something. He has no reason to be bitter with the sport of boxing. Of course, he's gotten cheated here and there, and maybe he was gifted something, but everything pretty much that he earned it the hard way. So I'll call that even. But that's very crucial. Boxing on a higher level generates so much money. And whenever you have a situation like this, no matter what it is, whether it's entertainment, sports, or whatever, even the church is a lot of money. You're going to have corrupt people who are going to want to maybe slant things their way so they can keep the money train rolling. That's human nature. I mean, I love boxing, And even though Holyfield said that, and I know there's influences, I know both fighters are going to try their best to win. And when it comes down to a decision, if it's not the decision, look, you have eyes. As long as these guys are not taking dives, you know, we know there's going to be corruption around the fighters, and fighting is a very, to me, it's the toughest, one of the toughest sports. Physically, the toughest. The risk is death. You can die in any sport. You can die in baseball. You get hit in the head with a flying ball the right way. It knocks you out and you're gone. But the intent is rendering the opponent unconscious or really, you know, outpointing them. But the mentality is not that. You're trying to get out of there as fast as you can. You have style. You're going to try to outpoint them and try to defend yourself. But if you can get them out there fast and get the win, fine. So imagine somebody's coming at you to take your head off. See, this is the thing. It's a very entertaining sport when you kick back and watch it. But one blow to the head, have you ever hit your head on something hard? I mean, that thing hurts. So imagine not just the boxing match when the fighter gets knocked out, but all of the years of training. And even though you wear the headgear, you're getting hit in the head. You know, so whatever these guys get money-wise, they're getting paid for back in the day when they didn't know they were going to make it. They're getting paid for all the punches they took in training when they were getting nothing for the fights. A couple of $100 for the fight, and your manager or your promoter takes half of that away. And now you have a couple of little bit of chump change, and you still have to go back to work during the week if you have a job. And the people who prostitute the fighters, who don't throw a punch at all, the judges, the people who are just prostituting the fighters. And just think, we have some smart fighters out there, but we have fighters out there that may not be too smart. They can be easily taken advantage of. It's a sport where wolves can come in. There's no regulation across the board. So you can be, why do lawyers leave their practice to go into boxing full time? Because they see that they can make more money doing that. So when these guys make money, they earned it. We say, oh my God, you know, Floyd Mayweather, he getting $32 million a fight, and he's going to get more for Pacquiao. He earned it. Any fighter who stuck around that long and dedicated their life, no matter what they say about, oh, money, Mayweather, the money and the luxury, whatever, remember, that's one out of so many hundreds of thousands of fighters. Current. Let's not say millions down through the time since boxing has become an official sport. So these guys that you see out here who are local, who are getting busted up, there's no guarantee that they're going to make that kind of money. There's no guarantee that they're going to continue it. One injury can knock you out of the game, right? So I think it's a shame that there will be powers that be that even on the highest level to keep their money train going. And what do I mean by this? Well, they say, well, look at the fighters making all this money. Many people don't understand. Why do they fight over the right to have a fight in a particular, you know, huge, like the hotel at the MGM Grand? Why? Well, I'll say it loosely. I don't want to get into details. But say, for example, you have a mega fight, like a Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight, and the whole world wants to see it. You have two, even though Manny Pacquiao got knocked out and he's lost before, you know, he has that appeal, and he is a very good fighter. He will be Hall of Fame one day. And yes, I do feel that he took substances when he first got to that point. That's another story. Let's debate that in the comment box, and if maybe we can go on into that more on another video, I will. I love boxing, but I'm not going to sit here and just try to do boxing videos like I'm a scholar. I'm a fan that knows a little bit, so don't dispute me on the actual details of the facts, but you know, pretty much just the way it goes. If you own the MGM Grand Hotel, right, and you're staging a fight like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fighting, right, do you know that there'll be so many people not just at the hotel, but they're going to come there to gamble? This is Las Vegas, a gambling town. So they're going to, the bigwigs are going to come all from all over because this is an event. This is a place to be seen. The mega money people want to be seen there. They want to get the front row seats. But more than that, the drop on in the time of the fight, meaning the total amount of money made gambling and all of the amenities around the fight, okay, it's huge. If you have a Texas Oil mega millionaire, damn near billionaire, who will spend millions gambling. Well, guess what? The MGM Grand would call him up. Hey, Bill. Hey, what's going on? You know you have front row tickets for this fight, and you know we're going to let you come on in and give you a suite for free. And what they won't tell you is that if the guy's single or not, they're going to make sure whatever his taste is, they have a couple of blondes or, you know, brunettes or, you know, big, busty, beautiful women who their bodies are not, you know, fake bodies, they're real things. I mean, model types, and you get this too. What? Now, why don't they call up the regular Joe and do that? They won't, because this Texas oil guy has so much money that he's coming there for free, and they know the guy has a gambling problem. Well, guess what? They may have given him the suite for free, which may have gone to tens of thousands of dollars to have, and the whole total trip in first class and all the food you can eat. But homeboy, the Texas oil guy, he'll spend or lose millions gambling. So the MGM Grand got millions out of him. Now, if they called him and said, listen, give me a couple million, and maybe we'll cut a little bit off, and you can have a nice suite with the whip. This guy can do that on his own. So it's a game. So on different levels, because of the people that are there, the whole venue is swollen. Everybody's making money. Even the pickpockets are making money. Even the prostitutes are making money because of all the people that are coming there and all the venues, the places to eat. Las Vegas, not just the MGM Grand, the whole city will make money just off of these two guys fighting. But then you go to the backwoods of Mississippi on a fight card that maybe the fighters are getting $200 a piece to swing at each other, and nobody cares. See, it's the perception of the event. And when you have a mega event like that, you're going to have the sharks come out. You're going to have people come out just for the sole purpose of making money, and you're going to have all of the boxing, I'm not going to say specifically, but Nevada State Athletic Commission. They may bend the rules a little bit and look the other way because there's so much money involved. They don't want to be the ones to stop, you know, something from happening. So when you are the A side of a production like this, an event like this, a Floyd Mayweather, for him to threaten that he's not going to fight, you better kiss his behind. You don't want to, but say, man, we gotta get this money. We can't have him hold everything up. So if he wants a certain type of boxing glove, or if he wants the ring to be a little bigger so he can navigate, because he does well when he's moving, it's not an advantage for him to fight in a smaller ring. See, if Pacquiao was champion and can put out these concessions, what he wants, I want a smaller ring, because that helps him and it slants him a chance to win a little easier, because he wouldn't have to chase Floyd Mayweather around, who is a natural mover. Okay, I heard they hit about the same, even though the perception is Pacquiao's a knockout guy more so, right? But Floyd, they say, has brittle hands and has to shoot stuff in his hands before the fight so he doesn't hurt himself, okay? But if Pacquiao was the champion or the A side of this production, he may say, I want smaller gloves because the smaller gloves have less padding and my power could be felt more, you see? So now maybe Mayweather, being the A side of the production, will say, I want slightly bigger gloves or a certain style glove. You know, now if you're a fighter who is the champion like Mayweather never really had a problem with being cut. But if he had a problem with being cut in the fight, you know, because you might butt heads or your skin just, you know, gives out like that. They have these gloves called Reyes gloves, and they have a certain stitching to it, right? That if you kind of hit the opponent and slice them, not hit them dead on, but miss them a little bit, that stitching helps to rip the skin, right? So now if Pacquiao had a problem with cuts and Mayweather is the champion, he might want to have some Reyes gloves because maybe it'll help him to cut up Pacquiao more. You see, there's more to it than meets the eye in boxing, and the general fan doesn't understand this. So I love the business of boxing also. It's not just the fight. It's like a reality TV show when you really follow it. The players involved, the different managers, how a person can be a bum and come off the street and manage a person and be in position to make millions of dollars without even throwing a blow. You know, the negotiations, the power struggles, the organizations who take their payoffs. You know, and you can tell they do because they'll bend for a certain fighter or some little thing they're nitpicking over. So it's just fascinating to watch how things happen. And again, I believe Holyfield is correct, and I've always felt that anyway. That there, of course, Larry Holmes said it, and all through the years, that's the way it is. And when you're through or washed up, they chew you up and spit you out. So this is why I'm glad to see more fighters get involved in the inner workings of it and managing their own careers and you know, keep living clean and do what they have to do, because there are some sad stories. Look at Gerald McClellan, who pretty much would have been a very dominant middleweight of his day. And after he had, what was the guy's name? Nigel Benn. Google that. Nigel Benn and Gerald McClellan. He was took a vicious knockout. He wasn't the same after that. He's basically a vegetable. And who cares for him? And they're making all these mega millions, and a guy like that has to get donations to have himself taken care of. So it's a big risk when you fight. So whether you don't like the personalities of the fighters or not, understand that it takes a lot of courage to get into that ring time and time and time again. It takes a huge discipline to eat right, to get up and punish your body every single day. You know, behind boxing, I feel bodybuilding is a very tough sport. I'm not talking about the dudes who are pumping up drugs. You know, I'm talking about just guys who train and discipline themselves. You got to watch what you eat. You got to look at your body. You know, push yourself. You're not getting hit. That thing getting hit is a heck of a thing. Playing around with boxing with buddies of mine growing up, you know, in the backyard and here and there, and we go to the gym. I never took real fights or anything like that, but you in the gym and you're getting hit. 15 years old, I knew this is not for me. I like it and I love it, and I would love to spar and get in there and bang the body and everything, but getting hit in the head, that is not a good feeling. It's not like the pain you feel when you're working out where, oh, my legs are burning or my biceps are burning or my chest muscles are burning. Keep going, keep going, keep going. That's a pain that, you know, could mess you up. You're getting hit and your brain is I mean, there are a lot of guys who are really messed up and never made it in boxing, right? So kudos to all who have gone into that sport, because it takes really a huge amount of courage. And I just think it's a damn shame that we have officials, we have institutions set up, organizations to suck from them. Being organized is necessary, but when they influence the outcome of a fight, that's a damn shame. And you have the egos involved, promoters and managers and people who did business with each other, who they're mad now with each other, but they have the best fighter, so now they can throw off their ego. You know, and the fighters, look at them. They're being prostituted. One of the other things I want to say before I go, because I have so much to do today, and I got to jump in the shower. I'm a clean person. I can't help it. It just seems like these days many people are just not into taking the showers or baths. I drive the bus, so I smell it all day. But they say Muhammad Ali is the greatest fighter of all times. They say Sugar Ray Robinson is the greatest fighter of all times. You'll have your favorite. It'll always make for good barbershop talk. But the thing is that, really, maybe we've never seen the greatest fighter of all time. Maybe that person who, that guy on the corner, you know, drinking a little beer, hanging out with his friends, has all the potential to be a fighter, but just didn't take any interest in it. We just don't know. We have guys who may not have the ability, but they have the heart and they have the drive to train and focus, and they love it. And they make the most with a little bit of talent and ability. And then you have, like I said, you have guys out there that are physically imposing, but they don't have the mind of a fighter. They don't have the mentality of a fighter. So they get hit with any little thing and they're ready to give up. Or they can't endure the pain of training. Training in any sport, but really like boxing and bodybuilding and football and stuff like that. Every day, that's what you're really getting paid for. I mean, you're preparing for a bout or a game or a match, but day in and day out, you know, when you're in the gym, well, I joined the gym, but I stopped. When this is your livelihood, there is no stopping. When other people are getting paid, there is no stopping. See, when you have an event coming up, you can't say, well, I hurt my pinky, so no, you better take a shot or something. You know, so imagine the pressure it is when you see your name up in lights. We want the adoration, but we don't think and say, well, that's some damn pressure. Everybody's talking about this fight, and it's me that's going to be in there, and it's me that better get my... How do you sleep at night? Not because you're scared of the next guy. No, these guys are not scared. Floyd Mayweather is not scared of Manny Pacquiao. How are you going to beat all these people and all of a sudden get scared for one person? But you do when you know how the business of boxing is, look out for your best interest. And people don't understand where he stands and what he knows and what he can't really say. So, you know, you want to slaughter me and stack things against me and make money off of me. And I know how you'll treat me because you did this one that way and you did that one that way. And I'm going to make sure that when I get out of here and it's my time is over, I'm going to be well off and have my health. I can't knock him for that. But yes, Evander Holyfield, you are correct. I do believe that boxing is corrupt as much as they can make it corrupt. But as long as we're not taking dives, as long as even when you rob the decision from a fighter who deserved it, the people know. It's just a damn shame that it goes on the record books as a loss when they really won. So the fans need to speak up more and get more involved and not let this happen. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under Lanskurv. Download the Lanskurv app at the Google Play Store, at the Apple Store, at Amazon. Follow me on Lanskurv.com, the blog, and give me a call or a text at 407-924-8793, text preferred. But this is a very interesting topic. Let's talk about it. And maybe I'll do some shows, live shows on boxing. Let's get down and see. Give me the feedback and let me know what you think. I love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Every Friday evening, tune in to radio's hottest talk show, bringing you the realest, uncensored conversation with the boldest man on the net, Lance Skurv.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at lanskurv.com and follow Skurv on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Skurv.
We ain't got nothing. confused, baby, simply because I can't understand. Is it something I'm doing wrong? Loving you as a man. I only try to give you whatever you ask for. All I want is true love, baby, and nothing, nothing, nothing more. Cause if I have to go, I'd rather be by myself. I'd rather be by myself. Cause it's enjoying all the good things that money, money, money couldn't buy. I thought that time would make two become as one. After all these years, was it only just for fun? Now I can do bad, baby, girl, all by myself. And that love you got, you can give it. listen. You know, now that I've got your attention, you see, all I ever wanted to do was make our stumbling blocks our stepping stones. But no. You know what was strange and I didn't understand? I never told you how to be a woman, so what made you think you could tell me how to be a man? One more thing. And the time I came home and the neighbors began to talk. It's funny now, but my bed was on the sidewalk. Just let me be by myself. Please, let me be by myself. 'Cause if I got